they asked me to pitch some ideas on drawings that would be an inclusive image, something that would be a positive image, because a lot of people are very angry and were very angry. We came up with a first Women's March pin that launched last January, which was the ASL symbol for love, which is the hand signal.
ASL, the American Sign Language.
American Sign Language, yeah.
What did you think about when you were working on the ideas to pitch for that pin?
I was thinking of how to represent a lot of different diversities, like cultures and ethnicities. I think at first it turned out I drew a fist, you know, like a power fist in the rainbow colors. And then it's Caitlin and Nate Stevens from Pin Cause, and we kind of got on Skype and talked about it and was like, let's turn this to even more, you know, loving message rather than just power message. And so we kind of just bent the first or raised up the pinky finger and the pointer finger to turn it into the ASL symbol for love.
And what is the 2018 message and pin?
So the 2018 message is hear our voice, and it is big, bold, red lips, open wide. And then there's kind of two versions of the pin. One has hear our voice in big, bold, black letters inside. And then the other pin version that goes with that is the big red lips, but there's nothing inside. And so we have stickers that you could add. And the stickers say, me too, and then rise, resist, unite, no ban, no wall. And the other one is power to the polls.
And how did you develop the concept for the 2018 pin?
So we wanted another image that women could stand behind. And so we thought the red lips, you know, they're just a bold, fiery color. And they're, you know, just open wide, like our voices are being heard and it's loud. And so for the blank one, we wanted people to be able to also write their own messages. So you can use a Sharpie and write whatever message is personal to you.
What elements does it take to create a successful pin? Because a lot of people make pins, but not all of them get the attention that the person who makes them hope they do.
Yeah. I think the reason these pins are successful is because we are speaking to a large group of people. And we intentionally make our message one that is empowers people and brings people a way to speak their minds from a place of positivity. That gets a lot of people excited, because, you know, you can get bogged down in a lot of anger and a lot of the problems just feel overwhelming. And this gives you a platform, you know, to say something positive and to make an impact and focus on the good things. And I think that is really important.
I know one of the goals was to start conversations with the pins. Has that happened?
Yeah, people are sharing the pins and buying the kits, and so they can write their messages. And so, yeah, people are talking about it. I think people are really pumped up about it, and we hope that it gives them a way to write and say what matters to them too.